Welcome to the Sportscast, October 29th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Apple Podcast. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And of course, visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, and also our app, The Sportscast for iOS. No Davante Adams, and the Packers beat the Cardinals, who were undefeated before last night. Now there's no undefeated teams. Are the Packers the best team in the NFC? A man joining us all the way from Minnesota and who has crashed into a deer before, Aaron Bernstein, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Well, thanks for having me.
You want to tell that story?
The Packers the best. Well, my wife was heading home from work, and she had called me. She was had stopped to get gas, so I called her. She was talking to me. We were discussing what to get for dinner. I hung up, and then as I'm placing my order for Subway, she calls me like 4 minutes later and is like, can you come pick me up? I'm like, why? And then she gets out of the car and says, I made it 4 miles from the 4 minutes away from the gas station. I hit a deer. I'm like, oh, lovely. I said, well, is the deer okay? That was my first thing. She's like, it's over in the middle of the road twitching. And I'm like, and she's showing me the damage. Like the car is totaled. And I'm just like, I think it's totaled. Who knows what insurance will say. I was just upset. I was like, why didn't you take my truck and total that instead? Because then I would get a new vehicle and you could keep your 2018. Mine's like almost 20 years old at this rate. I was like, this is not fair that you're going to get another new car out of this. So, you know, we called insurance, got it all taken care of. Somebody was nice enough to stop in the middle of the road where she was at and was like, hey, do you want this deer? And she's like, no, I don't. And they just dragged it off onto the side of the road and left. It's just like, only in small town America will you get somebody that stops to ask if you want to keep the roadkill.
Yeah, and also in Minnesota, which deer run rampant over there. Yeah. Anyways, let's head back to Phoenix, Arizona. A game that I thought would be very anticipated, but when I saw Davante Adams not playing last night, I thought, well, maybe it might be just an easy Cardinals win. Not at all. The Cardinals lost against the Packers 24-21. It was close, but it was definitely more of a Packers game. Aaron, what were your thoughts over last night's game?
I was disappointed. I was really rooting for it's an NFC showdown, so it's not – obviously, we all know, you know, my team is Washington, which we, you know, we're at the bottom of the barrel right now. Again, not as bad as some teams. I was rooting for Arizona because I cannot stand the Packers, and not just in general. I hate Rodgers. I cannot stand his overrated throw a tantrum self that when he doesn't get his way, let's throw temper tantrum. And we all know he's just pissed off that he never got to play for the 49ers. And that, so he's held that grudge for years. And then it didn't help with sitting behind Brett, the greatest Packers player to play the game, and Brett Favre, and you know, but I was shocked. As well as the Cardinals have been playing all season, I really wasn't expecting them to lose. And I mean, and they put up a fight at the end. It just wasn't good enough to come up 3 points short. It was a good game overall, though.
Yeah, great.
It's not the outcome I wanted.
Great overall game. Of course, besides Davante Adams, they were without Allen Lazard, but hey, Randall Cobb came through. Vintage, you know, not many people think too high of him, but he is a go-to guy for
Rodgers. Wanted him for a reason. Yeah, Rodgers wanted him for a reason, back on the Packers for a reason.
Yeah, caught 3 passes for 15 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's outstanding for yardage. It's shades of Jerome Bettis back in the day towards the tail end when he'd only have like maybe 50 yards rushing, but he'd have so many freaking all these touchdowns.
Now, Cardinals are without J.J. Watt. Do you think that was significant last night, or do you think, just one player?
I think sometimes all it takes is one player to make a difference. Their offense was up there, but, you know, the defense, obviously, you have that one player. I mean, that can make or break. It doesn't matter whether it's on offense or defense. So I think, I don't know if it was a complete bust, but it definitely, you could see that they weren't the same defense.
Yeah, it wasn't the same. Of course, this Cardinals team, you know, has some wiggle room, but they do have the Rams right behind them with one loss, 6-1 Rams. Looking good, of course, with Stafford and Kupp connecting really well. But, hey, still early. This is a long season,
I did see Murray's undergoing tests also for the injury. So, because he was injured in that game. I didn't see, there was a video on the NFL's website. I don't know exactly the severity of it, but I mean, if they lose him for that, that's a big loss. That's going to hurt depending on the outcome of it.
Yeah. And their backups, Colt McCoy and Chris Streveler.
McCoy. Yeah. He's backup material. I will agree. He showed signs, you know, when he's a journeyman. He's been with, he showed some signs when he was with Washington. I know that, elsewhere, but you know, at least he's got experience. He's not like a rookie. Like, hey, here you go. Let's hope for the best. Obviously we know Murray, no matter who they put in, Murray is going to be the prime one. But although depending on how long Murray's out, I could see there's going to be talk. Well, you know, are they going to sign Cam Newton? You know, he's a free agent. We could bring him in. He's got veteran experience. So
yeah, there's some availability. And of course, you got Blake Bortles, which he's going around every other team's practice squad.
Yeah. I would take Cam Newton over Blake Bortles.
Yeah, exactly. To be honest. But yeah, you're right by Colt McCoy. He did play for the Redskins a couple of seasons. So, but he was mostly backup.
And he looked good. He was backup, but even when he had time, he showed signs. He never showed that starter material.
Yeah. Wasn't he part of the wasn't he like the third string quarterback right after RG3 or during RG3's tenure?
Yeah, it was him, Cousins, and McCoy at one time or another.
And Cousins came to be somebody.
Well, I mean, he was a product of the offensive coordinator at the time, and because we see the how he looks over in Minnesota, and I don't know if I would call him. He, on paper, when you looked at his stats, the 2 years he was franchised in Washington, they made him look like a Tom Brady. But that was literally, that was not the head coach. That would have been all on the offensive coordinator, because now he's mediocre. I don't call him an elite quarterback with Minnesota, but he's average. He gets the job done, but you start shaking him up in the pocket, he falls apart. And that was his telltale trait in Washington. He's never gotten over that.
Speaking about Washington, and before we head into predictions, Washington football team are second place in the NFC East behind the Cowboys. Not much to tell there because they're tied for second with the Eagles and Giants. But so far, after eight, almost, you know, this is like their eighth week entering, how do you see Washington so far?
I'm disappointed. I mean, offense is showed signs. I mean, obviously we don't have the quarterback that we wanted to use. That was, you know, with Fitzpatrick, and, you know, so Heinicke's, he's impressed. He's impressed me a lot more than I thought he was going to. You know, he shocked everyone last season coming out of nowhere and almost knocking out the Bucks, and he's done a fairly decent job. The biggest issue I think is the defense, because that is not the top 10 defense that I saw last year. They have the talent on defense. They have the talent on the offense. The back end, the off the field drama just can't. I mean, I feel for Rivera because he knew what he was signing himself up for coming into there. And I mean, they did a no holds bar. Like, let's just, Rivera, this is what we're all about. You saw it in the paper. Bam, this is everything. But that defense, I think if they don't get their act together, I think they need to cut ties with the coordinator, because he's not getting the job done. They're wasting the talent that they showed, and the promise they showed last year is not there. I don't know what they're doing. Chase Young doesn't look anywhere near where he was last year, and he looks outstanding.
Yeah, it's quite odd. Like, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Very overrated defense, you know, coming in. They're going to be top 10. The quarterback issue, do you guys are eventually going to get something in, like, the draft next year? Or is it like, hey, we're going to see something else?
I would hope so. I mean, I've heard there's been rumors circulating over the whole, you know, with the the Miami Houston trade,
yes.
Potential trade. There was rumors,
Tua going to
there
Washington.
There were rumors spreading with Tua going to Washington. I'm still leery, very hesitant with Tua, just because I didn't think he should have gotten drafted when he did because of the whole knee injury thing.
Hip.
And we've obviously Washington hip, and now he's out again. I mean, we've already seen we know he had issues. We saw what happened with RG3 when he got injured and they threw him back in, and that just destroyed his career. It's Washington has a tendency with, I don't know what their issue is with quarterbacks going down left and right. I would rather honestly see them go in the draft and try to get someone. I trust Rivera's judgment on picking somebody that he wants. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to, I would love to say that they're going to make the playoffs. I just don't know, because the quarterback issue is still, we've got Fitzpatrick coming back at some point this season. You still got Heinicke, but I just don't know. The defense needs to shape it up. So I think their best bet is to just stick with what they have. If they go after Tua, great. I still think they needed to find somebody good in the draft. And I think if anybody's going to be able to do it, Rivera is going to be able to find someone.
Has there been any type of rumors about Cam going to Washington, or that's never been brought up?
Rivera shot it down every time. There's been plenty of rumors ever since Fitzpatrick went down. There was talk of maybe a reuniting with, but Rivera's shot it down almost every time that he's heard it. I don't see him going back to hook up with Cam.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have happened.
I think they'll
now
pass on him, and they'll just focus with what they have.
Yeah,
but yeah. Hands down, it would have easily happened by now if they were going to sign him.
Yeah, and it looks like Rivera is a keeper, so there's no cut on his job or any.
Well, yeah, I don't see him. Even if they went 2 wins was all they got this year, there's no way that they're gonna can. I mean, Snyder already knows the damage that's been done to that team. You fire Rivera after basically handing him the reins and saying, this is your team, fix it. I mean, I don't know how many more coaches are you going to go through before you just sell your team and cut your losses. I mean, you've ostracized yourself with the fan base. You've pissed off like past players, current players, staff. You already have drama going on with all these other accusations with staff. Rivera is the only hope that they have. And, you know, to be honest, Rivera could have gone anywhere. And I was still shocked when he decided to go with Washington in the first place. I was like, as a fan, I was like, yes, we've got a good coach. As a, you know, thinking on the outside, I'm like, why would you take that dumpster fire and try to salvage it? Because it was a train wreck when he got in there. And I'm just like, this is like a massive project you're undergoing. You are literally rebuilding from the ground up, and that's what they've done. So I'm hoping that, you know, I'm not going to say that they're a playoff team. They've got the talent for it. I just don't see it happening for another year or two. They've got to get a quarterback, and they have not had a good quarterback probably since the 90s. They haven't had a stable quarterback in ages. Every time they get somebody good, they either go down with injury or they trade him away.
Like RG3.
RG3 was good, but they ruined him with injuries. I mean, Brad Johnson was good, but they traded him, and then he went to Tampa and got a Super Bowl. I mean, we haven't had a consistent quarterback since probably Mark Rippon.
Wow, that's the same story as the Dolphins. We haven't had a quarterback since Marino.
Yeah, I mean, Miami has gone – even the Broncos. Look at the Broncos. They're the same way. They've been trying to find that quarterback since, I mean, they had Peyton, but Peyton was on the tail end of his career.
Yeah, it was going to be a short-term situation there.
Your greatest quarterback was John Elway, and they haven't had – Elway has been running that thing trying to find another version of either another Peyton or another version of himself. And, there are a lot of teams that just don't have that stability at quarterback.
And I don't think it'll be
like
be Drew Lock or Bridgewater. So
no, he showed promise, but that knee injury crippled. It was like an RG3. It's watching what he's going through. I mean, RG3's just got to be like, God, it's like watching what I went through all over again because he's never been the same. The only one out of all the quarterbacks that, you know, you come back from a devastating knee injury and you get better is Brady. And Brady's going to be playing till probably he's 50 or 60 at the rate we're going, because every year he gets older, he gets better with age. I don't understand it. Because the guy, like, nothing can take this damn down.
It's a TB12 program for sure. And of course,
I need to start investing in it.
We'll see what happens with those emails. So far, Gruden, you know, got knocked out. Schefter got caught, but it was nothing. But so far, we'll see what happens. Things could get crazier throughout the season, right?
Well, and of course, it all came, you know, the Gruden emails were because of Washington.
That's unbelievable.
Unfortunately, yeah, well, and that was, as you're reading into it, it's Dan Snyder says, look, Gruden did all of this, trying to pin the blame off of him and put it on Bruce Allen. And what it did is it backfired and it cost Gruden his job. I mean, granted, he should not have said all that stuff, but still, I mean, it's always that you're connecting these dots and it all comes back to Washington. I'm just like, my God.
Washington has so much drama, emails, the stadium, the new name. What's going to happen next, Aaron?
I have no idea. And what Snyder wants to move the team because he doesn't want to stay in Maryland. And I don't blame him. My money was on Virginia getting the stadium because they already have the training camp there. I know he was like, well, let's go back to, you know, to DC. And I'm just like, put it in Virginia. There's plenty of spaces there.
And less
your training camp is already there. Yeah. And, I mean, it would make more sense. Virginia almost had the Nationals back, you know, for baseball at one point. But it would make sense for the team to build a stadium in Virginia. I just don't know where.
Yeah, like Arlington or Fairfax, Virginia. You know, somewhere in like the suburbs of DC. I mean, I would like to have it right next to DC United Stadium at where like the old RFK Stadium was, but. You know.
Yeah, well, and I know there had been talks at one point of them going back to the old RFK's location and tearing it down. I was like, oh, so many memories. Why can't you just fix it up and modernize it? I mean, I still, for the longest time after their last game, their final game there, I still had a chunk of the turf that, you know, when the game was over, because we beat Dallas and then everybody took to the field. So ripping off chunks of the turf. I had heard rumors that people were trying to steal seats at one time or another.
And the Dolphins, I think they were selling seats. So at the old Pro Player Stadium, I guess that was like the last.
Well, where I live in Minnesota, the high school, our school that we have here in the town, the high school, the new stadium they built, some of the seats are actually from the old Vikings, from the old Metrodome.
Unbelievable.
They were able to get some of the seats there after the roof collapsed.
The old Metrodome. Anyways, we talked a lot about Washington and even Minnesota. Are you ready to predict NFL Week 8?
I am.
All right, let us go to the first game. Carolina Panthers 3-4 at Atlanta 3-3. This might be a sucky game now that they've lost faith. They're not trusting quarterback Sam Darnold. What's going to happen in Atlanta, Mr. Aaron Bernstein?
I see Atlanta winning it. The Falcons are starting to turn around. They struggled for a bit, but you know they're turning around. Carolina, I don't think the Sam Darnold thing worked out in their favor because. To be fair, it's not all Darnold's fault because he's just getting destroyed. That their offensive line is just not – they don't have one. I don't know any quarterback that could be able to salvage that unless you're running. I mean, maybe Lamar Jackson, but that's just because he's a running back. But, I mean, you put Brady on behind that line, I mean, he would just get annihilated. I mean, there's – I feel bad for Darnold because I'm like, dude, you went from the Jets and getting pummeled, you know, for the seasons you were there. And it's the same thing. You can't win when you're getting dropped left and right because your offensive line can't protect you.
Well,
but then your mentality is going to go too. You're going to be nervous. And so my money's on Atlanta winning that one.
The Falcons are definitely on a turnaround. We'll see what happens. They do have running. They do have Matt Ryan, and of course a good squad a little bit. Not like the best squad, but okay squad. Tennessee Titans, a team that has made some headlines, of course, beating Kansas City, but of course losing against the Jets. Going up against Indianapolis, Wentz. I don't know what sure why he's playing so good. Maybe for a contract or he's that good, but they are moving the chains. What's going to happen at Indianapolis?
My money's on the Titans. I don't put faith. Wentz is looking good right now, but he was the same in Philly. He looked good a few times and then we got injury prone Wentz back. So I don't see him taking the Colts to the playoffs or anything like that. He's probably, the likelihood is he has a better chance of sitting the bench because he's going to get injured and then finishing the season behind the, actually playing. But no, I've got Tennessee winning that one.
Tennessee, definitely the offense runs through Derrick Henry. That is the motto this past year. Yeah,
Henry will just,
poor
Henry
guy,
will just run rampant over that.
Which kind of reminds me of Adrian Peterson with the Vikings a few years ago, where just give him the ball.
That's what I love about watching Tennessee, because it's for me, when I watch a Tennessee game and it's run first, then maybe pass when you need to. It's that old school football. It's the stuff that I grew up watching back in the 80s and the 90s. It's tough as nails. You run first and just barrel through. And you rely on the pass if you need to, third down. You're not a passing. I get the league is a passing league. We all know that with the rules and the changes, but I hate it. I grew up, I like the old school mentality. That's one of the things I like about Zimmer. He's got that old school run first mentality as a coach. And in Tennessee, it works.
You like Coach Zimmer.
I just like the ones that stick with the run first and then pass. I don't.
Me
like,
too. I'm run first guy
Bruce
too.
Bruce Arians is a great guy, but I hate just pass first. And that was one of the things I just don't like about the league and with the transition. And I understand it. It's for the fans. The most, let's put up the most points. But hey, we saw in the Super Bowl low scoring game. I loved it.
Thomas Philborn says he's a diehard Packer fan. He says that we got lucky with that. Said we have the tiebreaker.
Exactly.
Good job, Packers.
Yeah, that was.
Classic, yeah. AFC East matchup, Aaron, Miami at Buffalo. Yes, Miami's 1-6. Buffalo's 4-2. Maybe the best team in the AFC. Maybe Tua gets a break here.
No chance. Buffalo's going to run all over them. That's going to be a blowout.
We'll see. This could be the last game with Tua.
Maybe they'll shock me. I don't know, but my money's on Buffalo with that one. Miami is just struggling.
We'll see what happens. The trade deadline is on Tuesday. It's rising, so we'll see what happens. Cincinnati Bengals. Huge win last week against the Ravens. Shockingly, it was not even close. It's going to the Jets. It could be a scrimmage. And and Joe Flacco could play this Sunday. Aaron, what's going to happen at the Meadowlands?
I feel bad for the Jets fans. Hopefully they have their paper bags ready to put over their heads, because that is just going to be, I'm surprised, because Cincinnati has been good years past, but I wasn't expecting them to come out at 5-2 this year. So let's be honest, I don't know if anybody really expected them to coming at week 8, they're going to be sitting at 5-2, because I didn't, but they looked good on paper. And they've been working it. So the fact that they're going against the Jets, I'm not going to say it's a guaranteed win, because nothing's guaranteed in the NFL.
Or life.
The Jets, yeah, exactly. Or life, and the Jets have one win. So, but I'm leaning towards Cincinnati on that one. I just don't see the Jets pulling off a victory
Aaron,
here.
Is that win against the Ravens, is that a significant win, or Ravens had a bad day?
No, I think it's significant. The Ravens are a good – they have a good team. I'm not keen on Jackson because, the fact that all he does is run. He shows signs of his ability to throw, but it's not you know, an everyday thing. We know, and every team knows, if you shut Jackson down, they've got nothing. But yes, Baltimore has a major issue with the running game. How many running backs are they going to sign that end up going down? You can't rely the entire game on Lamar Jackson to run the ball and try to throw, because if a defense can shut him down, you shut that team down. We've seen it with the Chiefs. You take shut down their prime guy, and look what happened. Look where they're at now. They're not the team that they were last year.
This is not the scary team we know from last year, the Chiefs. So let's go into Pittsburgh, go into Cleveland, AFC North matchup. Baker might sit out this game. Steelers are moving good, slowly. What's going to happen at Cleveland?
I'm not sure with this one. I mean, that's your like game of the week, because the Cleveland, Pittsburgh, they are, it's like a Washington Dallas game. It's those, the rivalry is there. So that is going to be a high one. We've seen what happened last year. We've seen a couple of years ago, was it last year with Cleveland and Pittsburgh with the Mason Rudolph incident. So tensions are going to be high with that. I don't know, because I want to say Cleveland, just because they've got the running game is there. I don't put faith into Odell Beckham because he's hit or miss anyways. He was like that with the Giants.
Case Keenum, he's overrated. Good backup.
Keenum, he is. We saw what he did. Look what he did with Minnesota.
I remember that. He took him to the playoffs.
He did fantastic. I think it was a dumb mistake on Minnesota to let him go in favor of Cousins, but, you know, he definitely has it down. I think that if you're going to rely on a backup, Keenum is the one that could get them the win.
Definitely more reliable than Heineke.
I'm going to go in favor of Cleveland because of that. But I could still see Pittsburgh coming out with a win. That's going to be a fun one to watch, because I think it's going to be a physical game.
It'll be definitely closer if Baker wasn't, I would say if Baker was there, it would be a little bit different, but now him not being there would be a little bit closer. So we'll see what happens. A little bit of a loser game, I would say. Eagles visiting Detroit. Detroit's trying to get their first win. They have not won at all. Philadelphia's 2-5, you know, NFC East team. Of course, I think Aaron wants Detroit to win, but realistically, what's going to happen?
I would love to say Detroit's going to come out and win this game, but no, unfortunately. We've obviously seen who the winner of the Detroit LA trade was, and it was not Detroit. Because I don't know if Tom Brady couldn't salvage that train wreck of a team. No, I don't think it'll be a high scoring game, but I think Philly's going to come out on top.
And also Philly is also in those rumors to get Deshaun. So, but not as strong as Miami though.
Well, and even with the rumors, I mean, we've already seen Deshaun. The Miami's rule is, read everything, but you got to clean up. You got to get rid of all of these 22 civil suits.
Try to settle with them.
And settle with them. And Watson's already said, I'm not settling with them because that means I'm guilty. So I don't. Yes, the rumor's there that he's going to Miami. Do I see it happening by November 2nd? I don't see it.
Not this
season. He's going to sit the bench and he'll be there until the end of the season.
Rams visiting the Houston Texans. Cooper Kupp being the top receiver of the league, is this going to be a no-brainer, Aaron Bernstein?
Yeah, that's no question. Stafford's going to shine again, and the Rams will go to 7-1.
And as we reported, Mark Ingram traded to the Saints, so it's going to be a little bit of a less of a team of Houston now. So,
yeah. Stafford looks like a different quarterback than he has in years. I mean, this is probably going to be one of his best seasons, if not the best season he's had in his career.
MVP?
And he looks I would say he has a shot at it. I don't know if he will, but he definitely should be in the running for it, because he looks comfortable. He looks relaxed. It's not that same fluster your team to a loss. He looked great even with Detroit you look at his stats, he came out, he would look fantastic even though they lost so.
Aaron, I think you froze. Aaron froze. We're going to reconnect with him. It might have been my Skype. Sorry about that, guys. As we were talking about before, Rams at Houston, of course, and how the Rams have been very significant in their run towards the playoffs. And, of course, you know, Rams are going at it with the Cardinals. They both have won losses, but Cardinals have the tiebreaker. And now the NFC is a pretty tight lock. A couple of teams with one losses, so we'll definitely be seeing what's going to happen. Aaron, you're back. Sorry about that.
That's not sure if that was mine. I looked over. I was like, oh, I broke.
It's okay. So let's continue on. 49ers visit Chicago. Another kind of a weak game, you can say. Justin Fields has been the starter these past couple weeks. We'll probably be starting this weekend. What's going to happen in Soldier Field?
I didn't expect San Francisco to be sitting down at 2-4. But I'm going to probably.
Losing the audio again.
Saying that. But San Francisco just isn't. Is cutting it. I think they've got issues, so I think that's. I'm going to lean with Chicago. I may be wrong on this, but I'm going to go with Chicago on it.
Chicago Bears. It is 3-4. San Francisco 2-4. So we'll see what happens. A big game. Whoever goes to whoever plays the Patriots, I always say it's going to be a good game. Chargers versus the Patriots. You know, I like we were saying, Justin Herbert having a fantastic season so far. Patriots, Mac Jones so far has been the best rookie in this class that just got drafted. It is going to be in LA, SoFi Stadium. Aaron, will this be a close one, or the Chargers got this?
I think it'll be a close one, but I'm leaning towards New England. And I say that just because Mac Jones, he's getting better every game. He struggled at the beginning of the season, but every week he's just getting better and better. And that's a Belichick thing. I mean, I don't care that it's over there. It's going to be warmer than it would be in New England at this time of year. So that will probably help, but I'm going to favor New England on this one just because the production that Jones has shown and he's just getting better every game. I don't know if it's enough to carry them all the way to the playoffs or get rookie of the year, but he definitely is doing something. He's getting enough that Belichick has figured this out with how to get him to look outstanding and just keep getting better. So I think he's going to be the future of that team. And my money's on New England beating the Chargers.
I do think New England could pull this one off, and I think Belichick definitely has found his quarterback as right now. So we'll see what happens. Another low key game: Jacksonville visits Seattle. No, this is not the Seattle with Russell Wilson. He's out for 10 weeks. Geno Smith at the helm. This game might be closer than previous thought, Aaron.
It definitely will be because you took with Russell out of the equation. I'm going Jacksonville on this one.
Are you?
I am. I'm going to be the one that goes Jacksonville, not because it's the quarter. Seattle doesn't have a quarterback.
They don't.
They could have gone after Cam Newton. They chose Geno.
That has been our topic.
I'm sorry, but
our topic.
Me personally.
Sorry,
you look at Cam Newton or you look at Geno Smith. I'm sorry, that's a no-brainer that they should have signed Cam to fill in the void. I mean, Geno was not the best anywhere he's been. He's a backup for a reason, and this has got Jacksonville getting their second win.
This has been the theme of the show. Cam Newton, why has he not been signed yet? There's been opportunities left and right, but he has not been signed yet. I'm not sure why, but we'll probably dig into it, see what happens. Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit the Saints with a Mark Ingram in the squad. Will that make a difference, Aaron? What's going to happen there?
Hey, I think it will. I don't. I'm going Tampa on it just because I'm a Brady fan.
Okay. You're just like Victor.
You never count. Yeah, I mean, we great minds think alike when it comes to the greatest of all time. But I don't know. I love Jameis Winston also.
Me too.
The kid was special. It was outstanding at Florida State. But I just, so it could go either way. Obviously, that Tampa, New Orleans, that's, you know, those are, that's a big thing. And it's going to be at in New Orleans. It's going to be their first game back this season, I believe.
And
so that could play a factor.
Yeah.
That could very easily play a factor as well. Being back there on their home turf and not having to be away for their home game. So I think that's going to play a factor. Ingram's going to play a factor. I want to lean towards Brady picking up a win because you don't count out Tom Brady. The moment you count him out, you're going to lose.
Exactly. So. Tampa Bay is definitely favored 6-1. So we'll see if they increase that winning percentage.
Brady had, what, 3 touchdowns last week with only 109 yards or something? I mean,
Mark Evans with no Gronk?
I don't count him out at all. Yeah, like, I don't count him out. I think that's going to be a fun one. I would almost put that as a game of the week. There's a lot of them that I would list as game of the week. The Pittsburgh-Cleveland's going to be a slugfest, I think.
This could be a game of the week, of course, according to Aaron. Washington at Denver Broncos. Washington 2-5. Broncos 3-4. I could see this as a coin flip here.
Yeah, I could see this one too as a coin flip or overtime. I'm saying Washington's going to win it. I hope that the defense shows up, but given the quarterback status, the way that the quarterback play is, and Denver, I mean, it's going to be, I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter is going to determine who wins this. It's going to come down to one or two plays, I think.
Tough place to play, but Washington can pull a lot. Maybe put some Heineke miracles and see what happens.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys, top of the NFC East, a Dak that's a little bit banged up. Is going to go up to Minnesota against Kirk Cousins, which is a possibility. Dak might not play, but I think he will. What's going to happen in Minnesota?
I know everyone's like, oh, the Cowboys are the best. My money's on the Vikings. I don't count them out because they're scrappers. They find a way to win. The 3 losses, they should not have had. I mean, some of them, yes, they deserve a couple of those. But at least one or two of those they're always low point losses. Every loss out of those 3 that they've had have been 7 points or less. The 3 wins, they managed to find ways to win and get the job done. So everyone can say the Cowboys have a guaranteed win. I don't see it. I see the Vikings winning, coming out on top and winning this. It's a primetime game. Obviously we know it's the Sunday night game. Everybody's going to be watching it. But I think Zimmer has a way of getting that team to maneuver, even though they show like they're just a dysfunctional family. I think that they're going to find a way to beat the Cowboys and put them in their place. The defense, I don't know, but Cousins has this weird way of making things happen when you least expect it.
The Vikings do have the apparatus to beat a Dallas team. And, of course, this Dallas team has been shining. But, like I said, they always choke somewhere down the road. And I don't know when and where.
Usually it's either Prescott gets hurt. You know, he might pull his knee or something. Zeke, you know, maybe he'll decide to run the ball more this time. Or they're just going to use him like a tight end and have him block the whole game. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't know what you're paying. I don't know why they pay him so much money and they don't. I get that, you know, part of being a running back is blocking and, you know, and opening up the pass, but then why are you paying him so much?
And CeeDee Lamb has become wide receiver one over Cooper.
That was surprising.
Yeah.
But he's shining. I mean, as a fan of, you know, when you're looking at the stat lines and things like that, if Lamb is outperforming the other guy, that's your go-to guy. But obviously there's a connection there between Prescott and Lamb, so I would say keep running with it then.
Few games of the weekend, definitely we've highlighted a few of them. I would say, as Aaron said, Pittsburgh-Cleveland would be a good game. New England Chargers, and of course Tampa Bay, New Orleans Saints. You could say Washington, Denver. He said overtime. That would be a good game. I think that is it. I guess Tennessee, Indiana. You don't think that would be a big game, right? Indianapolis.
I don't think so. I mean, it might be fun to watch. You know, Derrick Henry pile up the stats.
If you're a fantasy guy,
but I don't think it's gonna. Yeah, if you're a fantasy guy, that's a game to watch. And the same with maybe the Jacksonville game. If you're a Trevor Lawrence fan, he might get. This might be his time to shine.
Yeah, he's not shining.
Seattle doesn't.
Yeah.
Seattle does not have that Legion of Boom defense anymore. But Lawrence was the hyped up guy coming into the league as the rookie. And to be honest, it's been a few other. Fields was another one of those with Chicago, and I've not been impressed. The one that I've been impressed with was Mac Jones.
Mac Jones is definitely the best of that quarterback group.
But you look what Belichick did the last time he took a quarterback from that was not ranked super high.
Garoppolo.
We had Tom Brady for 20 years.
And Tom Brady, yeah.
And Garoppolo was another one.
Yeah,
Tom
I mean,
Brady
is
seventh. So I mean, it'll be interesting to see.
It's going to be a good week eight, definitely anticipating you know, a lot of changes, but still a long season, and where I think we're almost midway there. Anyways, we got a special announcement, news to announce. We got a new show on the Sportscast that Aaron is co-hosting. Aaron, tell us a little bit what is going to happen, and the first show is next Tuesday, so tell us a sneak preview of what's going to happen.
Well, it's going to focus on Washington football, but in general, the NFL, I'm going to try to cover highlights from Washington's game because that's my team. I have another friend of mine that is a big 49ers fan. He's actually met a lot of lives out in California. He's met John Gruden. He's met a lot of these big time players. So he'll bring in his insight from the NFL and, you know, the 49ers, even though they're not the team that he thought they would be, which I called. But we'll try to cover the rest of the NFL news that the sport, at least the scores. I don't know how much I'll be able to cram into a 1 hour show because Washington, talking about Washington, that's a 7 day show right off the bat.
It becomes like a therapy session
on there. Yeah, it really does. But I want to try to cover highlights from that game, highlights from the 49ers, and then just kind of touch up on everything else.
And especially when they play the Broncos. So there'll be a lot of talk about it. I have a feeling that it's going to happen. But yeah, check it out on Tuesday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It'll be live on Twitter and YouTube and all our platforms. And, of course, you can hear the podcast afterwards if you don't want to stay up that late, if you're an East Coaster like me who likes to go to bed at 9 p.m. But it's okay. You listen to the podcast afterwards. And grab your iPhone as well. You can listen to it. And, of course, we'll be looking forward to that new show on the Sportscast. Always growing, always expanding. Anyways, Aaron, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about cryptocurrency?
Best way to reach me is Twitter, VetCloud Gaming, or YouTube, VetCloud Gaming. And I'm on Facebook as well now under the same name, the VetCloud Gaming.
And you're investing in crypto, aren't you?
If my wife would allow me to, I would.
I'm just kidding. I thought you would be, but I was totally wrong. Okay.
I would try, but you know, my wife controls the finances, so I don't get to do any of this.
Hey, stuff. You know, you gotta compromise somewhere. It's either Washington or Bitcoin. I understand.
Exactly.
Anyways, you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, or thesportscast1 on Twitter. This weekend, we got a lot going on. The games will be live tweeting this Sunday. And, of course, college football. Alabama's not playing, so it will not be aired on our radio station. And who is your college football team?
Hawkeyes. Iowa Hawkeyes.
And they're top 10 still?
No, I think we got knocked down to 11.
That's right. Yeah, I think you guys had a big loss recently.
We were number 2 until that upset, which, that irritated me. But, you know, that's the joys of football.
Yeah, I know. It's not fair. Anything could happen. We'll see what the football gods say. Aaron,
yeah,
I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you for having me.